Jesus is about to go, and he's reminding the disciples that an advocate, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, is going to come when he is gone. Not really crazy about Jesus' reasoning here. If I don't go, he can't come. It's kind of like a, it's not you, it's me breakup conversation. I also realize that whether or not I'm crazy about this, it's kind of, it's not important whether I like it or don't like it. Just like, well, you know, I want to be right. We want to win the competition, right? But ultimately, it's not about whether we brought the most food. It's about how much, you know, there's food that is being distributed to people that need it. And ultimately, this isn't about whether Jesus said it right for my, you know, approval. It's not at all about that. It's about Jesus saying an advocate is coming. It's going to be all right. The Holy Spirit is present, has been, continues to be present. And the Holy Spirit is woven completely into discerning God's vision. As you walked in today, or as you were in the parlor before, or when you were downstairs when we had our luncheon at the beginning of this season of visioning, one of the posters talked about discernment. Maybe you have it memorized. Maybe not, but I'm going to read it to you. Discernment, a process through which practical judgment is exercised. It involves sorting, distinguishing, evaluating, and sifting among competing stimuli, demands, longings, desires, and influences. To discern God's vision together is to discover the test, to discover and test what is God's will for a particular congregation with its unique gifts, challenges, and opportunities. Discernment. The season of visioning at St. Paul's is a process of discernment. And already we've learned and seen that discernment is the exercising of practical judgment by the community of faith. And it involves leaders and members bringing each their various gifts and experience together, sorting it all, distinguishing, evaluating, sifting among the competing desires, longings, influences, and demands. Many participate. Everyone participates. And it is the Holy Spirit, God's personal presence, who is the active player in this whole process of discernment. It's the Holy Spirit that enabled the life of St. Paul's UC from the beginning. The Spirit takes the lead, willing and intending and empowering us to discover and, yes, to test the will of God. Not in a test to see what God's going to do, but to test what we think and what God wants and make sure that they're together. We discover what is good and acceptable and perfect with our particular gifts, with our challenges, with all these opportunities we have for ministry inside these walls and outside of these walls. And it's hard to do that. It may be simple to say it, but it's hard to do that because we're a people who seek to follow God. And the wisdom we seek in this season of visioning, it isn't the same as my vision or your vision, any individual person's vision. We are looking for God's wisdom together. We're looking for God's wisdom given by the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, woven into all of this, teaches, convinces, guides the whole church in truth. The Spirit's presence is evidence that God is, God was, God will be what the future requires. The Spirit helps us to abound in hope. Remember that word. To live in joy, to pray without ceasing, to have insight into what God's will and purposes are. Discerning is about that. So God's vision, God's truth, and God's will. This is hard to hear. It's hard even for me to say it. It's hard for all of us to grasp it. But none of that are legislated by governance boards or congregational meetings. Sometimes they can be about more about political maneuvering and special interest groups. I know. And it's hard to say a church that governs by vote say that, well, we can't do that. Of course we do that. We do get together. But we have to remember that we are discerning God's will, not one particular person's or even the will of many. We're discerning God's will. Remember what Carol said just a few minutes ago. God's vision comes to us through prayer and conversation that expects to hear from and listens for the Spirit in our conversations. Visioning is not an individual, but a communal endeavor. For the Holy Spirit works through the group process, the interaction of the two or three gathered together in the name of Jesus Christ. So it's important that the whole community is involved in this process of discerning God's vision. We're gathering together today. We've gathered together. We continue to gather together to listen, to share, to contribute, to question, each offering their gifts and their experience. Yes, we hear from everyone. And in the back and forth of the conversation, we learn from each other. And we have to be able to dialogue openly with one another in this process. We have to be willing to reflect and to learn together. To entertain the idea that I may be right, I may be wrong. What does God think? We have to genuinely respect each other and trust and cooperate with each other. Already in this season of visioning, we're learning. We're developing, we're strengthening these qualities: learning, dialogue, reflection, respect, trust, cooperation. Because the goal of all of this, what we're doing, the goal of this season of visioning is not a product, a vision statement. We want to have a vision statement, but that's the goal is not to come up with this product. The goal is the experience of the beloved community where learning, dialogue, reflection, respect, trust, and cooperation are completely cultivated, where they become more and more characteristic of what it means for us to be the church. That's what this season is about. So in our season of visioning, our intent is not uniformity, but movement toward unity, where diverse people learn to discern one mind, the mind which is yours in Christ Jesus. We're opening ourselves to the movement of God's Spirit. And we're informed by faithful imaginations. Shared pictures of the future emerge when we do that. And those pictures, they foster genuine commitment and enthusiasm toward what God is doing. His vision is more often discovered than constructed. We can't legislate it. We can't put it down like this and say, if we go from point A to point B to point C to point D, even though we're doing a process, a season of visioning, it's more often discovered through that process than constructed. Vision is a gift of the Holy Spirit, evoked from within the life of the faith community and confirmed by the community as we seek God's will together. Also, our season of visioning is intended to help everyone in this congregation to discern the wisdom of the Spirit and to offer their vision for God's calling, or their version of God's calling for the church. The church, the community. We're a discerning community which cultivates faithful imaginations. And we're making the space and the setting, putting them aside, we're putting aside the time for listening, for hearing, for studying, for reflecting, for sharing, and for testing. We're in this together. We are the community. We're listening for what God has to say, for what each other has to say. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit, woven through all of it, is going to help us as we discover, as we discern God's vision, because we are together, discerning community. Amen.